Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Sterling and Francine Clark Institute in Williamstown reopened on the 4th of July after being closed since March for a major construction project over a decade in the making. The Clark houses a noted collection of 18th and 19th century artwork. The $145 million project includes a new building, another building rebuilt, and a complete rethinking of the Clark's 140-acre campus, three new reflecting pools, 2 miles of hiking paths, and more than 1,000 new trees. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then there is the amazing art. To tell us more about it all, we welcome Clark director Michael Conforti and senior curator Richard Rand. I want to thank you both for being here. A delight.
Great to be here. Great to be here, Joe.
Good to see you, Joe.
Thank you very much. So, Michael, let us begin with you. I mean, you spearheaded this whole thing, really.
And yeah, big vision, huh?
So, so to now see it after, because really, this has been in the works for almost.
We've been working on this since the late '90s. Actually, we did a bit of a renovation in the mid 1990s. We opened in 1996. With a slightly larger special exhibition space, and that allowed us to do summer shows that we'd never been able to do before, and those shows have been terrific. People may remember the great Renoir exhibition of '96, a Sargent show in '97, '98, impressionists that happened here and there over the course of those years, but even then. In 97, 98, we realized that as we were planning, as the program was evolving, both on the public side, on the special exhibition side, on the need for, we realized that there was need for more gallery space. We also realized that our infrastructure was from the 1950s. we didn't have a good loading dock. We didn't have climatized loading docks. And people were anxious about lending objects to us. That our research and academic program was expanding, the libraries and the rest. So we began to do a master plan. And that master plan was worked on in the late 90s, and we announced it in 2001, and we've been working on it ever since.
I want to ask you about a word that I saw in all of the press coverage, which has been extensive and is wonderful about the reopening, is the word rethinking. And I was struck by that word. How do you agree with it, that there has been a rethinking of how the Clark goes about things?
I'd love to have Richard talking about that. But there, for anybody who knows the Clark, a lot of people in the listening audience here love the Clark.
Absolutely.
They do it, whether they do it once a year or whether they do it more regularly. It's a favorite for Upper New York State, for all of Western New England. I think people were anxious, actually, that the charm, the intimacy of the Clark might be spoiled by an expansion. But in this rethinking, one will be able to both approach the Clark very differently, but the sense of intimacy, the sense of tranquility, the sense of being a very special private collection in the country, that hasn't changed. In fact, it's been enhanced. One of the things I've noticed, and back to the issue of rethinking, is that people are a little bit disoriented at first because you do approach the Clark in a totally different way. You park in a different place. You walk through. You see water. You see the landscape in a totally different way. And even the galleries themselves have been completely transformed, and I'd ask Richard to talk a bit about that, completely transformed so that people know that they're in the same place and they know it's the same old Clark and small scale and wonderful and personal, but it is an enhanced experience. There's a kind of gravitas about the gallery side of the Clark, which it never had before. So I would dare say, from a circulation and experience perspective, it is totally rethought. In the end, it's just a deeper and more subtle engagement with the Clark experience that people know.
I want to go to Richard, but real quick, Michael, what about reputation? Does it help in the reputation of being able to do grander things?
Well, yeah, there's a little Wall Street Journal article yesterday on I was teasing the journalists who were there at the opening and saying that we're the Berkshire Bilbao. And,
yeah.
And I think the journalist, in a very nice review, but I think she misinterpreted that because it's actually not about big scale temporary exhibitions and all that. We will do larger scale shows, no question. But Berkshire Bilbao was ironic. That is, we are the go-to place for the quiet contemplative experience with art, as opposed to the great jazzy, you know, sculptural experience which you have at Bilbao in Spain. So,
although you have a little Geary feel to it.
Well, I would question that. Tom Krenz, who was the mastermind of Bilbao, who was the director of the Guggenheim, is a neighbor of mine in Williamstown. So,
yep.
So the reason why I was coming up with Bilbao is because he kept talking about it in that fashion. And I said, Tom, this is not Bilbao. This is the opposite of Bilbao. This is the Berkshire Bilbao. This is about,
right.
The Berkshires is where the transcendentalists came in the middle of the 19th century, Hawthorne, Melvin, and others. And we still are a place of contemplation and repose. So I actually my use of the notion of Bilbao was kind of an anti-Bilbao. We will do larger scale shows, there is no question, but they will still be in the spirit of the small scale Clark that people have known and have come to expect.
So let's go to senior curator Richard Rand, and I'll frame the question this way, which is, has this looking at the rethinking or the new facility that you have, how has that or has that changed your job in any way as a curator?
Well, that's a good question. I think this has been such an amazing period, what we called Clark Now, that period over the last several years where we've been finishing the project. We've put our great French pictures on a worldwide tour. We've done all kinds of innovative programs in Williamstown, in the spaces that we had in New York and elsewhere. It's been frenetic and thrilling and very exciting. And now it's all culminated this amazing weekend on July 4th, where we had 8,000 people come see the what we had accomplished. It's been difficult, frankly, to kind of pause and think about
sure.
what is going to happen, because it's been such an intense period. And we're now, there will be a period where we learn to work with the new space in particular, the Ondo building, the Clark Center, which has, as Michael was saying, much better special exhibition spaces. And I think as we go forward over the next couple of years with our exhibition programs, we'll be learning how to use that space and what works best and what doesn't. I mean, they're kind of envelopes where anything can happen, but there's always an adjustment period. As far as the museum goes, it's been just a thrill ride over the past number of years when we've planned the new installations. And then over the past month, I mean, we basically installed 500 works of art in the new right. renovated museum in 3.5 weeks. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you present, you open up on July 4th, and you obviously you're showing off the building, and you're showing off the collection, which mm-hmm. you said has largely been on tour for much of it has been on tour and around and it hasn't been on view for a while, and then you take a break, and then in August you'll open up the first major exhibit. Right.
Right. Well, you're absolutely right in all aspects except the take a break part.
I think yeah.
It's been continuous energy and excitement and working out the program. So we did open with two exhibitions on July 4th up at our Stonehill Center, the building that Mr. Ondo built for us and opened in 2008. We have a wonderful exhibition of the sculpture of David Smith, a local hero here whose studio was at Bolton Landing. We've borrowed from the estate and from the National Gallery of Art wonderful painted sculptures that really haven't been examined before, because he did paint his sculptures on occasion. That's up at Stonehill Center and on the terraces. And then we also opened on July 4th in the upper galleries of the new building a fantastic exhibition of ancient Chinese bronzes. This was part of an exchange we've done with the Shanghai Museum in China. Last fall, we sent our French pictures to the Shanghai Museum, where it was an absolute sensation. Some 500,000 people saw the exhibition. I mean, we were thrilled by the response. And in exchange for our lending our French pictures, they've lent us really the cream of the crop of their ancient bronze ritual bronzes. They have the greatest collection in the world. That's on view right now through September 21st. And so we've had a great opening pair of exhibitions. But you're right, the main galleries down below, our larger scale exhibition spaces, will open on August 2nd with a fantastic show of the sorts of pictures we could never show before in the old building. We simply didn't have the ceiling heights or the spaces. This is a group of 35 paintings, large scale abstract paintings from the National Gallery of Art in Washington, you know, from Jackson Pollock to Frank Stella, large-scale, fantastic masterpieces. It's been organized by their great curator of modern art, Harry Cooper, who will be lecturing on the weekend of August 3rd. So it's going to be a great way to show off the new spaces, because we'll keep the galleries pretty much wide open with these very large-scale works of the sort that, you know, could never be shown in Williamstown before.
When Michael, I assume that all of this, as Richard said, I was struck by what he just said, is you've been working so hard on all of this, and now you sort of get to realize what you have created.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that the reason why I focus on intimacy and repose is that, as opposed to all the spaces we actually have built, which allow us to do these larger scale shows, and there is no question that now with 11,000 square feet, we will be able to do shows that we could have never imagined before. We picked Ando because he builds very cleverly underground with great light wells, so you still have the sense of privacy and intimacy. But what I would emphasize, Joe, is that the Clark now is about, and this building project is as much about landscape as it is about art. People are coming. They came back yesterday. I was watching them. People in the region will come back just to sit in the gardens. This is a place for people who may or may not even like, going to art museums. You can walk into the Clark, where it's open 24 hours, and sit on our terraces and look over these wonderful water feature that Ando has done with little weirs and waterfalls, and you walk around it and then look up to the hills of Stone Hill, and you can be in a garden atmosphere, basically. We've created a sense of place there that we never had in the past, taking the old parking lot that was so-called in the back of the Clark, for those listeners who know us, and transforming that into a maintenance building, tearing it all apart, and making terraces and gardens out of it. So the sense of you keep using the word intimacy, contemplation, repose, is because the place itself has become more of a garden atmosphere.
We only have about half a minute left, but so still a lot going on, and people can take part and really check it out now, and then check it out when the new exhibit comes.
And check it out this weekend. There is a two very interesting talks this weekend at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Two architects were involved in the project, Maddie Burke from Gensler and Kulapad Yandrastas from the Ando office, are speaking at the Clark. If you want to read more about that, go to the website. And then Sunday, Rick Bertel, the great curator of Impressionists, is going to talk about his experiences curating exhibitions at the Clark. So those are two things to focus on over the weekend.
Michael Conforti and Richard Rand, thank you so much. You can find out more at clarkart.edu.